look of record at the case 3. Master Ma is unwell. Great Master Ma was unwell. The temple superintendent asked him, "Teacher, how has your venerable health been in recent days?" The great master said, "Some face Buddha, moon face Buddha." It's all story. Great Zen Master Ma battled Zen Master, who was fought to get up from the name, not saving, Zen Master. The temple superintendent asked him, "Teacher, how has your venerable health been in recent days?" It means, how have you been? Probably the battle Zen Master was maybe about to death. So I don't know who was the superintendent. But anyway, he visited his Buddha Zen Master's room and asked, "How have you been?" So Zen Master says, "Some face Buddha, moon face Buddha." In the note, a translator's note says, "According to the Buddha name scripture, some face Buddha lives in the world for 1800 years, whereas a moon-faced Buddha enters extinction after a day and a night." 10K Densan, the master says, "But is everyone's own sun-faced Buddha, moon-faced Buddha something long or short?" well, it means, is everyone's own sun-faced Buddha, moon-faced Buddha something long or short? It means, is your life long or short? Is your life called sun-faced Buddha or moon-faced Buddha? in universal perspective, wherever you may be, there is constantly stream of life, universal life. From this point, anyway, it is eternity. Eternal life is eternal. But on that end, in order to express eternal life, we have to have human body, human mind, which are transient, fleeting. Ephemeral. We have to live as ephemeral existence, a short-lived the existence being, just like a day flies. So that is the meaning of sun-faced Buddha, moon-faced Buddha. So this is the feeling of Zen Master Basso, who was about to death. He was not concerned about human life too much, but he still was still human being. He knows short life. But on the other hand, he was not concerned about too much short life. When the time comes to die, he has to die. This is our case, story for story. Our special, our Zen master, our Lord appointed. So, first, the elite appointed. One device, one object, one word, one phrase. A phrase, the intent is that you will have a place to enter. Still, this is gouging a wound in healthy flesh. It can become a nest or a den. The great function appears without abiding by fixed principle. The intent is that you will realize there is something transcendental. It covers the sky and covers the earth, yet it cannot be grasped. This way will do, not this way will do too. This is too diffuse. This way won't do. Not this way, won't do either. It's too cut off. Without trading these two paths, what will be right? Please test. I cite this for you to see. This pointer was said to be divided into five sections. First section, one device, one object, one word, one phrase. The intent is that you will have a place to enter. Still, this is gouging a wound in healthy flesh. It can become a nest or den. One device is originally said it means opportunity for action of human consciousness, human body and mind. When you do that then, and experience samadhi, this is one device, which is called opportunity or action or path or watching. The Zazen is one object. Whatever you do, there are always two objects and also opportunity or action. Full action of your body and mind. This is device, one object. So whatever you do Zazen, walking on the street, or walking in the office, walking in the kitchen, whatever you do, there is one device, one object. Shakyamuni Buddha showed the flowers in his hand, and Mahakashapa smiles. Mahakashapa, one of his Buddha, smiles. When he sees the Buddha's flower. So to smile, Kachapa's smile is exactly one device, one opportunity, one action of Kachapa's life. And flower shown by Buddha is one object. And one word, one phrase. This is, you know pretty well. This is the the explanation of existence in a word, so without words and phrases, we cannot find opportunity to communication, to communicate with each other. So if you want to teach something to people, we need four circumstances. One is one device, one object, one word, one phrase. So device, opportunity, time, opportunity, action of your life and your object, and also it is the verbal utterance, or sometimes not verbal utterance, even though you don't use words, still it is utterance. So, one device, one object, one word, one phrase, the intent is that you will have a place to enter. Well, this is the why is it that we have to use one device, one object, one word, one phrase. In order to teach, in order to communicate human life with human beings, but there is no reason why, because it's always there. Without this, you cannot do anything at all. So, it's completely beyond why. Before you make a question, why is there? So, it completely transcends the human question. Why? What we shouldn't do, what we should do. Anyway, that's why the intent is that you will have a place to enter. Anyway, you can through these four, the device, object, word, phrase, we can communicate the universal life, and we can communicate human life with each other. Understanding in peace, living in peace and harmony. That's why it is due to guide the people to have to realize a place to enter the nirvana, a peaceful life, a peaceful world, how to live, how to exist. So, still, this is gouging a wound in healthy flesh means human body, human mind. Still, this is gouging a wound means always. So still, there is human consciousness and poking our head into the hole just like a cat. So we really make a hole and stay in it, because we are interested in seeing what is in it. So she says, this is Joseph. Still, this is gouging a wound in healthy flesh. Actually, our body and mind are really healthy, very healthy, because by and mind are exactly going on in the same rhythm of universe, exactly. But the trouble is that human consciousness always digging the ground, making a hole, poking our head into it, trying to know, to see what's in it. But we don't know what's in it. Maybe skunk there. Maybe a beautiful flower there. Maybe poison snake here. We don't know. But constantly we do. But it is not bad in a sense. But it is not good, because this is what reason why human civilization is developing. It's pretty good. In a sense, pretty good. Because of human civilization. But development of a human civilization is not good. Not bad. Nothing to say. Even though you hate modern civilization, hating the car, the airplanes, the helicopters, whatever you say, but still airplanes, cars, and also we are, anyway, the living with the cars, with the airplanes, with the modern civilization. We should appreciate. But we should know. We should know what the modern civilization is. How it is going on. We should know. Because you cannot say, you cannot pin down modern civilization is good or modern civilization is not good. You cannot say completely. So, we are always anywhere poking our head into the hole on the ground to see what's in it, because it's very fun for us, and it is the reason why the human life is developing pretty well. But on the other hand, we don't know what's in it. Well, maybe a big ball there. Maybe chemical bomb there. Maybe it comes there. Maybe it comes from there. No one knows. So this really deep question is always within the human being. How to use modern civilization, how to use human consciousness. But if you see the human world now, you know pretty well. So that's why the Zen Master says, still this is gouging our wounds. In fresh, healthy flesh, we are, our body and our mind are originally very fresh. It can become a nest or den. What we say, if you poke your head into a modern civilization or a Greek bomb or whatever it is, we really try to stay with it. Living, that is my den. That is modern civilization. We should depend on. But if you think of modern civilization is best, okay, or rather than primitive peoples, well, that is a little bit dangerous. Okay. Or what is the modern civilization? Creating ideas of a kingdom of human beings. It's not better, it's not good. So, that's why we have to check always human consciousness, modern civilization, or human life we create constantly. It's not destroy. It's not the matter of destroy or, well, not destroy. Because consciousness is already being beyond human speculation. Without consciousness, we cannot exist. So we should, anyway, gouge no wood and wound and our healthy profession. But watch out. Don't believe it is your den. It is your not house. Of course, it is house. It is your den. But you should be get out of it and see what it is. That is pretty good. I told you, sometimes if you're always setting the fish, your body and mind, you say fish smell. But if you're always soaking in the fishy smell, you don't smell how fishy you are. Something get out. If you get out and being engaged in something of beautiful smell, people will really tell you how fishy. So, they may apply to human life. Well, this is one section. The second section is the great function appears without abiding by fixed principles. The intent is that you will realize there is something transcendental. It covers the sky and covers the earth, yet it cannot be grasped. Or the great function, the second section is completely opposite to the first section. In second section, the Joe says, the great function of human existence. Universe, the great function appears without abiding by fixed principles. Anyway, basic nature of existence is constantly working, and it is never strained. It is never limited by fixed principles or rules. You know, constantly it is working freely. That is character of great function, character of the function of human existence. Trees, birds, flowers, whatever. So, the intent is that you will realize there is something transcendental. Something transcendental. Well, literally, it means development. Development. Development is development is not to develop human life in terms of human speculation. Real development is to transcend human speculation. In other words, something transcendent means to show yourself what you are or as you are. Then, according to then turn, to be master of yourself in whatever situation you may be. This is really something suspended top. Wherever you may be, the Zen, the show, and walking and eating, you must be anyway master of yourself. In other words, you yourself are constantly functioning, working free. As you are what you are. This is something transcendental. That is to development of your life. So this development of your life is completely beyond human speculation. Because when you do gassho, just do gassho. Be one with gassho. Be one with the then, that time, your life is really working with that then, without leaving any place, anything between that and you. That is, well, according to Dogen's term, shikan, shikan. So, well, even though, regardless of whether you are conscious of the truth or not, Buddha and patriarchs constantly to teach us there is a great function of resistance to. So constantly we have to say, because the intent is that you will realize sooner or later that there is something transcendental. That means there is a way to live, to show, to demonstrate, to manifest yourself as you are what you are. This is development of human life, deepening your life. So, in other words, I told you before, modern civilization is pretty good for us. Consciousness is pretty good for us. But you have to transcend the function of consciousness. Transcend doesn't mean to destroy. To destroy consciousness. Transcend is not to attach to any expected idea. Consciousness is good or consciousness is bad. Transcend means through the consciousness, anywhere you should live in the best way, day after day. Think carefully, think through and through, and then live in the best way. But anyway, you cannot stay with your consciousness by which you have been lived in the best way. You must be anyway transcend. You must transcend your understanding, your best life. In other words, you should watch carefully your life, what civilization which we have created. That is really development of human life. So development of human life is, anyway, according to the Dharma Sutra, no development of human life. And then, this is real development. You understand? It's really true. Well, we really believe individual lives. We really believe modern civilization because modern civilization makes human beings happy. Of course it is. So if you don't pay careful attention to modern civilization, you are always soaking in. Well, it's very dangerous because no one knows. Is changing constantly, so you can misuse modern civilization. Please. we should appreciate modern civilization because we can live in a better way. But on the other hand, we should transcend, we should go beyond. That means watch anyway modern civilization. We are going there. What's going on? So, secondly, regardless of whether you like or dislike, anyway, we have to transcend. We must be transcend. We must transcend. That means, concretely speaking, we have to reflect upon ourselves and move toward future for future generations, day after day, in order to transmit human life in proper way. In order to transmit human knowledge in proper way, not in wrong way. For this, we have to practice to reflect upon ourselves, what we have done in the world of modern civilization, with gratitude for consciousness of modern civilization. And anyway, helping and transmit how important human life is to future generations. That is the really great function which modern civilization possesses inherently anyway. That is great function. Great function is basically everything is free, completely free. But it is never limited by any rules, any rules, principles. When we say office principle, they're not. The modern civilization is best, or modern civilization is good. This is the kind, it becomes sort of rules or principles. We set up all this. But it is not. It's not the real nature of modern civilization. Civilization is in order to make modern civilization to help all sentient beings. Anyway, we should appreciate it and reflect, watch carefully, without misusing it. So that is the here test. Anyway, that's what we have to say constantly. That great function appears without abiding by fixed principles. The intent is that you will realize there is something transcendental, anyway, transcendental. Your life, flowers, trees, birds, anyway, transcendental. We set up a certain idea when you see the spring. Wow, spring is wonderful because all trees, all beings start to work. Everyone is excited. And that means exactly unconsciously or unconsciously you hate winter. You hate winter. But you cannot hate winter. Because spring comes from a winter anyway. Without winter, you can't be spring. So, what is spring? Basically, spring is free from your ideas, your principles. Principles or rules you have set up. So, spring is, anyway, something transcendent, complete transcendent. This great function covers the sky, covers the earth. Anyway, this is great being, great function. You have three times. Green size, pebbles, whatever it is, anyway, you have. Whatever you may be, anyway, everything has this great function. So covering the sky and the heaven and the earth, whatever it is, just like a wind. Wind is omnipresent wherever you may go. But you can't grasp omnipresence of the wind. If wind is omnipresent, well, it's not necessary to make a fan, to use a fan, because wind, wherever you may go, wind is here. In summer, you should feel cool without using the fan, but it's impossible to do that. So, anyway, that great function is covering the sky and the heaven and the earth and the wherever you may be, but it is not something you can grasp. You can grasp completely beyond at all. Only when you be one with the wind, that means use the fan. Use the fan. At times, wind really comes. That wind, which is coming, I don't know from where, from sun or from wind, no way. That is called great function. Great function. The great function of the wind. Great function of the sun. Great function of the person who uses it. There is no discrimination. So, that's why, Tetsuo-zen Master says, it covers the sky, covers the earth, yet it cannot be grasped. Okay, and third section says, this way will do, not this way will do to. Okay. This way will do or not this way will do means, well, do you think modern civilization is good? Well, if you think so, if you think modern civilization is not good, okay, you think so. You can think. Anyway, whatever. Well, because modern civilization is not something particular from your life, because it is, anyway, something connected with individual life. So whatever you say, modern civilization is good, okay, you say. Modern civilization is not good, okay, you can use it. In Buddhism, all means something that which it is closely, intimately connected with you, individual life. That is called, anyway, all beings. So all beings appear in a different way. Individual, in terms of individual perspective. This is all beings. From this point, all beings are limited by individual perspective. But all beings, you must be all the all beings, anyway, are originally something transcendental. So you must be free from individual perspective. In order to understand great function of all beings, that means, well, for instance, talking. We have a student talk every morning. Student talk is really you should study. Student talk is something connected with your life. So without the individual life, you can't talk. That means your talking is really to talk about you, not something about the Buddhism, different from your life. But you use the topic, which is called egolessness. I listen to a student talk every morning, without saying anything, but really thinking something. I can really understand the individual life, because you always concentrate on the topic of Buddhism, but that topic is not Buddhism. It is really your life. You talk about you. So from this point, Well, there is a development in order to talk about Buddhism in terms of individual perspective. That's great. But talking or Buddhism or your life should be something transcendent. That means, oh, forget it. Sit down and just talk. Just talk, sit down and just talk means who talks? I talk? No, I don't think talk is completely something transcendent. Function of the talk is complete something transcendent. Do you understand? To teach. To teach means you teach. That is the one way. But if you completely forget the other way, teach comes to you. Means the teaching teach you. You don't teach somebody. Do you understand? In other words, you can learn something from your teaching, your talk. You think so? During the talk, have you ever experienced during the talk or teaching, sometimes you can get a good idea, oh, right, that's it. Or sometimes something comes up completely beyond your speculation. So after that, you think, wow, I said something good. You don't know from where it comes, but anyway, it comes. So from where? It comes from you? No, I don't think so. It comes from you, but it comes from you only when you completely let it go. Your ideas, and I am talking, I am teaching to you, completely let it go. Just sit down and talk. At that time, something good comes from you. So, you are not you, but good idea comes from no you. So that is very important. So this way we'll do, not this way we'll do too. So everything is communicated. From you communicated with individual life. But on the other hand, completely you should let it go and then learn something. Learn something. Otherwise, you cannot learn something important, which is called development of human life, if you just follow your life just one way. I am learning, or I am teaching. Or I am talking, always it's one way. And that time, it's very difficult to know something transcendental. Of course you should talk, you sit, you chant, you walk. But next moment, you should be fearful, you should let go of yourself. Something, the show, anyway, let go. That means you should learn from, something from, okay? The state of letting go. Letting go. That means you can't. Just do it. Just do it. But before just do, kind of it's always poking. It's on head into the hole, digging the ground. Well, but your preparation is complete, perfect? Yes, yes, I think so. Next moment, are you sure? Not sure. But next moment, why don't you stop talking more? But I just like it. So something compelled me to talk. I don't like. Do you like it? No, I don't like. So you don't like? What? If you don't like, why don't you stop it? But I can't stop. So all this comes in. Dig the ground, make a hole, and believe that this is my den. This is my den. This is my hole. All this. But you cannot do this. Of course, if you make a hole, and if you believe the den, that's okay. Let it go next. Get out from the den. That means just scan. So, that's why next, this way, would you, not this way, would you too? This is to diffuse means originally, well, it's sort of a negative, diffuse is spread out means, what to say, just spread out.
They're talking about this mass of what's happening. Sometimes you're like thin, too thin.
But spread out means sometimes, even though spread out, maybe it may be something helpful, useful. Well, according to the translation in Japanese, diffuse is spread out. Just like a spread, water and seed and spread out. Diffuse, I don't know. Well, maybe it is good anyway. So next says that this is to diffuse means. This way will do, not this way will do means. Well, whatever you think, your consciousness, your life. Anyway, do your best to take care of life. Okay, using this way or not this way. But not this way means negative judgment. I'm not good. Kali, are you sure to talk perfectly this morning or not? No, I don't. This is negative, not this way. Well, next moment, yesterday I'm pretty good, not this way. So this is the affirmative way, this way. So you can use this way or not this way. We always use this way and not this way. But whatever. Anyway, this way and not this way, using anyway. If you want to this way, use it. If you want to not this way, if you want to use not this way, use it. Means, why don't you stop talking? You can go to the waffle leaders, Japan, heaven, hell, wherever you want to go. then, whatever you make a choice of your life, anyway, this is a to diffuse means. Anyway, that way is, more or less, helping your life. This way, or not this way, you have made a choice of living, penetrate your life. Because this way or not this way are beings, all beings in the realm of universe. So wherever you may go, you can escape from the universe. You pick up this way, it's also still, you pick up in the universal world. You pick up not this way, it's also you do something in the universal life. So, whatever you do, anyway, you are universal, great function, and will helps you. So, do your best. Think. When you have to think. Do your best to do when you have to think. That is to diffuse, complete beyond human spirit. Anyway, helping you. Penetrating your life. That's why in Abhidharma culture, in the Abhidharma a moment is explained as one of the as the world state. To have accept to a good friend. The meaning of moment is to have access to a good friend. That is one of the chapters of the moment. That means in a moment, human life is described anyway as a moment. But this moment is completely something transcendent. So from this point, whatever you do anyway, your life is helped by this moment. So even though interested, you poke your head into a hole you have made by consciousness, good or bad, or this way or not this way. And then you experience something bitter. So you say, my life is bitter. But that is just your understanding. That is one of the all beings connected with you. Next, anyway, let it go. If you let it go, bitterness is not always bitter. Bitterness from the bitterness, anyway, you can learn something more than bitterness or more than good. So that is very important for us. So that is this view. Next, this way will not do, not this way will not do either. Completely opposite. So you cannot adopt. You cannot adopt this way or not this way. So, well, that means before the Sancho or the Master, your life, whatever you say, the emptiness or truth or Buddha's delusion, whatever you say, all are anyway something connected with you individual life. Otherwise, you cannot exist in this world. So, you should appreciate whatever you judge your life, whatever you say, anywhere without this, you cannot exist. So push it. That is you. This way or not this way. Thinking carefully with your best. Make a choice. So that means affirmative. Your life is really accepted in affirmative way. That means Pretty good. So you really like very much your life. So on the other hand, Sancho Zen Master, no. Don't adopt. This way or not this way. Completely negative. Because if Sancho Zen Master, your life is, anyway, nothing but all beings connected with your life, individual life. If he says, you believe, oh, wonderful, so you really accept yourself, please. That means you already making a hole and poke your head and believe the thing. So that's why don't stay in death. In order to let it go, let it be free from, then you believe, said Jordan Mother said, don't doubt. This way or not this way. That means be free from something constant. Anyway, we have to experience something transcendental. Basically all beings are free. So that's why the Sancho says, this way will not do, not this way will not do either. This is to cut off. To cut off means completely you are what we call the great fountain, the original nature of trees, birds, modern civilization are completely something transcendental. Even the Buddha's patriarch tried to approach, no way to touch, no way to touch. So, because there is no particular fixed rules and principles we can set up, we can believe, or we can, it is pretty easy for us to have, to believe a certain discipline, some rules or law. For instance, Buddhism says all beings are produced by the interdependent origination. All beings come from this interdependent origination. Then at that time, interdependent origination becomes a principle, the law. And then we can believe it. Yes, sorry. What is interdependency? What is interdependent origination? Well, that you have understood is something fixed as a solid being, which is called principle, discipline, and law, rules. But rules and principles are completely something transcendent. That means this is the original nature of a human being. Finally, if you believe, interdependency, if you believe the reality that all beings comes from interdependent co-origination, forget it means, anyway, why don't you learn interdependent origination from the reality itself? Anyway, jump into it. Dive into it and learn. What is the interdependent co-origination? Don't you think so? Well, for instance, what is the swimming? Swimming, you can learn. Swimming is, anyway, you need a body and a mind, and also water, and also your breathing, and also air. And then swimming comes into existence by by the ears, your nose, your eyes, your heart, breathing, physical, mental, many things. We understand pretty well. But this is not dependent, interdependent co-origination, don't you think so? You understand the interdependent co-origination in terms of intellectual consciousness, making a whole and believe that it's dead. But the dead is dead. No one can get in. Another animal comes into the skunk den, they fight each other. Same applies to human beings. Because somebody invades your territory. The den is really your territory. This is my den. Don't interrupt my den. So this is a prelude to intellectual understanding. Intellectual understanding is really very strange, but in a sense wonderful if you understand. I am making a den. I'm feeling good from my den. It's very interesting. But simultaneously, anyway, we must be free from death. So, interdependent co-origination is, anyway, something you have to experience directly from interdependent co-origination itself. How? Why don't you dive into the ocean? That's enough. Then, your body starts to work. It's just like my brothers, I told you before. Do you remember my brother's experience? My brother was in Japanese Navy, but unfortunately he couldn't fit. He's Navy. If you become a Navy, you should learn. You should be a master of the swimming. But he couldn't. So one day, a sergeant threw him away overboard in the ocean. He was very surprised. Well, not really surprised. No way to escape. But the other friends are watching carefully, you know, the boy, what category is going there. So, if something happens, you know, somebody helps him. But anyway, for him, for my brothers, no way to escape. No way to believe somebody watch me, you know, all in here. So, still consciousness, stream of consciousness is going. That's interesting, don't you think so? If still stream of consciousness is going, he can notice, oh, what should I do? So he struggles. During the struggle, still he is looking at himself. How can I take a breath? How can I float in the body and mind? But whatever he does, no way to float. So finally he decides, okay, I'm okay to die. So he gives up. Then his body was sinking into the ocean, bottom of the ocean. On the way, well, all of a sudden his body started to float. So he went, wow. Well, this is human life. It's really human life. It's really true. So dive into it. At that time, interdependent coordination is there. But you don't know what is interdependent coordination. It comes from you, it comes from water. It comes from a technique? No way. No way. So, this is just a good example, but it's not all these swimming or whatever you do. Anyway, you should learn by yourself, anyway, because everything is connected with you. Making a hole and believe the dam, but next moment, anyway, we should let it go. Then a lot of time, really learn. And that is really a real meaning of interdependent coordination. But we are always going on one way trip, forgetting and coming back. That's why we try to understand everything intellectually, and then if you understand it, what you can believe, you can depend on. But we cannot do all of it in that way. That's why this Tetsuo Zen Master says, this way will not do, not this way will not do either. This is to cut off. How can the Buddha and patriarch understand the real meaning of interdependent coordination? No way to understand. All they have to do is just dive into the ocean, then they can learn something. But temporarily, after experience this, and then we can make a world, which is called interdependent coordination. So, even the Buddha, because that interdependent coordination is really something. Really something without discipline, rules. That's why this is too calm. No communication. But you can be. That is fourth section. fifth section is without treating these two paths. What would be the right priest test besides this for you to be? Anyway, without treating these two paths, well, without treating these two paths, this is my dam. can, you should, depends on. Yes, it is, but yes, it is not. It is not. And, on the other hand, this is not my den. Of course, this is not my den. But you shouldn't believe this is not my den, because you are already in den. In den, making a hole by your consciousness and try to prepare for your task, and then it's your den. It's your den. But on the other hand, not then. Let it go means free from them means so. That is my not then. But you cannot attach to either one of them. That's why without these two hearts, what is right? What is right? There is no way. All you have to do is just to swim in the ocean. Dogen says in Samadhi of Ocean Sea, Samadhi, Ocean Sea of Samadhi, Shobo Kenzo, he says something like that anyway. The original nature of existence is pretty deep. And pretty high, in other words, pretty deep and pretty high, that is completely beyond your speculation. In other words, according to this, something transcendent, human consciousness, human body, human mind, whatever it is, it's pretty deep, something transcendent. So, finally, what should you do? So, all we have to do is, according to Dogen, well, should realize all beings are reflected in the ocean. But this way or not this way, all are going on in the ocean because all are reflected in the ocean. So you can choose this way or not this way. If you want to die, anytime you can die. If you want to live, anytime you can live. So whatever you make a choose, make a choice, anyway, it helps you. But it is just a one way. On the other hand, well, still, you should, still there is something you have to pay careful attention to the reality what you have made a choice of living. So, watch out means it's negative. So you can adapt any kind of way, this way or not this way. That means let it go. So, finally, what would you say? Well, what is right? Swimming is something you can learn from the book or teachers. And then you understand how to swim. But this is one way. And the other way is you should, anyway, let it go and learn something directly from interdependent coordination itself. So finally, what you have to do is just dive into the ocean. If you dive into the ocean, immediately you can swim on the surface, okay, on the surface. But simultaneously your body is walking on the bottom of the ocean. In other words, you swim being one with whole ocean. Logically, it doesn't make sense. But according to Dogen, you can swim on the surface of the ocean, but your foot on the bottom of the ocean. You understand? So your feet on the bottom of the ocean and you can swim on the top. How can you do this? It's possibly intellectual, but actually you can do. That is, anyway, learn the real meaning of interdependent co-origination anywhere, let it go. Understand, think carefully and let it go. Dive into the ocean. At that time, what is the interdependent coordination? Nothing to say. But you can learn. You can learn in your foot, your feet are really on the bottom of the ocean. Because you can learn. That is really makes your sinning possible to exist as it is. So that's why next you can see yourself who is swimming. So that's why this is right. This is right. Right view, right thinking going to the Buddha's eight noble paths. Right means complete beyond. Right along. Okay? Right along. so, without treating these two paths, what would be right? What would be right? Completely, you can reach the end. Nothing to say. That time, you can keep silent. But the silence really makes you active. But this activity is very quiet. But this quiet activity is really something which makes you really active. It's there. That's why this is what would be right. In terms of this activity, completely you can't say this way is good or not this way is good. You can't say so completely. This is a great function. So please take test. I cite this for you to see. Anyway, this is the point. You have to test. You have to experience it by yourself. I can't give you anything. I can give you what something sweet or bitter, something like that. But beyond bitterness or sweetness, well, you should get teased by yourself. Beyond bitterness or sweetness are, what is that? The meaning of interdependent coordination. You yourself, your life itself. Completely beyond, you can believe you're then, or you can't believe you're then. Or you should stay in the den, or you shouldn't stay in the den. You cannot stay, because your life is working. So, please test. Anyway, test. Get paid. Then he said, I cite this for you to see. This is a case, for example. Case is example. The master says, some face Buddha, some face Buddha. He was about to death. So he said, are you okay? Yes or no? Are you sure? I'm not sure, but I'm sure. To be ready to die, are you sure? Yes or no? Nothing to say. That's why he said, some face Buddha, some face Buddha. Where are you going? I don't know. But he knows. He doesn't know where he is going. But he knows. He knows means, anyway, dive into the ocean. Anyway. That's all. This is the final goal we have to reach. Well, the Muslim battle is treating his death like this. But death itself is something which you have to taste by yourself. Anyway, so many ways how to taste, how to express. when the master says to the disciples, the disciple asks the priest to leave this message for us to, for our education, for our practice, to the monk. So he says, please, before you die, please say something to us, for us. He says, I don't want to die. Well, then the monks, disciples were very surprised because they had expected something wonderful, a wonderful thing, just like of the teaching, complete beyond human speculation. But he says, I don't want to die. This is, I don't want to die, doesn't mean I don't want to die. Without using these two ways, I want to die or I don't want to die, complete beyond, what will be right? This is his death. Finally, what question is left? What will be right? But if you write the answer to this question, what will be right? Yes, this. It's already dead. You make it. Or you say, no, it's not. So it's already dead. Let's just go, not dead. Do you understand? So finally, what is right? If you really understand the interdependent coordination, if you really understand the human life deeply, finally, the question is that, what is right? Constantly you have to think carefully, what is right? What is right? What would be right? To live in peace, in harmony. Constantly. Day to day, from moment to moment, what would be right? Whatever happens. Under all circumstances, good or evil. You cannot stay in a den which is called good. Well, you cannot stay with a den which is called evil. You cannot stay. But constantly, there is any more questions. What would be right? This is a great function of this. That's why constantly our practice is continuous. We can say just continuous practice. Continuous practice is very stable human attitude towards day by day. Saying something about today, now. Not before today, not after today. So if you say something, maybe you can say, San, Facebook, home Facebook. What is San Facebook? Home Facebook. What do you write? You write pen. San Facebook. Seeking for eternity, seeking for the Buddhist faith. What is Buddhist faith? What is peaceful? What is the bliss? What is real bliss? There are always questions there. But if you see exactly the real meaning, or exactly a sort of a faith that you can depend on, that faith is Through the faith is very important. Through the faith you can see the real faith. But real faith is always this you and the question. What is real faith? Constant. That's great.